That looks gorgeous.
Hyperion Brewing Company is breathing new life into a store on the corner of 8th and Main. It is just one of many small businesses planting roots in the historic Jacksonville neighborhood. Hyperion initially faced some resistance from city churches, but brewer Troy Orton says they're not representative of the religious congregations nearby.
The churches have been really supportive. They're just happy to see growth and change in the neighborhood. And an increase in business also can mean an increase in their congregation, bringing people back to Springfield.
Pastor Susan Rogers of The Well at Springfield says she does not see the breweries as a threat to the family-friendly environment.
I more see them as bringing people into the neighborhood to contribute to the economy of Springfield, which is something that we desperately need.
Breweries are not the only new businesses calling Springfield home. Across the street from Hyperion is Crispy's, a new Italian restaurant. And Main Street is also home to everything from a new credit union to the Block Skate Supply, a skateboard shop relocating from the Riverside area. Many of the new developments are owned by Springfield residents. Springfield Preservation and Revitalization spokeswoman Jamie Torreson says the diversity of businesses is refreshing in a neighborhood that struggled in years past.
Some of these businesses have been here 3 decades or more, and they're thriving businesses. So it's exciting to see how excited they are, too, about businesses coming because, you know, as everyone improves, it rises the whole community.
Torreson says commercial landlords in the area are eager to attract more tenants. So she expects this to be just the beginning of Springfield's much-awaited growth spurt. Amy Haddon, 89.9 WJCT News.